The University of Louisiana Monroe will introduce its new director of athletics, John Hartwell, this afternoon. ULM Director of Student Athlete Success, Carmen Wright, says Hartwell's resume, which includes stops as the athletic director at Utah State and Troy University, and accomplishments speak for themselves.
And once we were able to get him on campus and have him meet with various stakeholders at the university, it became very clear that he was the right fit for ULM.
In addition to Utah State and Troy, Hartwell also served in the athletic administration at Ole Miss. Wright says Hartwell's comprehensive experience with similar schools is ideal for the Warhawks.
Having been at Troy, there are a lot of similarities between the two schools, and then having that Power Five experience as well. So working with budgets, fundraising, facility upgrades, and really being student athlete focused.
Wright was considered a front runner for the athletic director job at Auburn. After a months-long search to fill the position, Wright says when they spoke with individuals who've worked with Hartwell, it sealed his fate to lead ULM athletics. Hartwell is going to hit the ground running, overseeing facility upgrades.
That's one of the first things he will probably do. Also reaching out to our community, continue to build relationships across campus.
Hartwell will be introduced today at 3 p.m. at a press conference at the ULM Library. After being wrongfully convicted and spending 36 years in prison at Angola, Archie Williams captured the hearts of fans and judges on America's Got Talent in 2020. And tonight, Williams is competing in America's Got Talent All-Stars. There wasn't a dry eye in the house after his memorable performance of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Elton John called me with tears in his eyes. And I actually, at the time, I didn't know it was him until my family told me that that was Elton John.
While in Angola, Williams watched America's Got Talent. He says he dreamed of being a contestant, and that dream came true. And his amazing story of redemption after being in prison for more than half of his life brought about much-needed hope during the pandemic.
If you keep the faith, it'll work out. God has a purpose for all of our lives. That's why we're where we are right now today.
Williams' life story and performance also inspired the show's most critical judge, Simon Cowell, to become a spokesperson for the Innocence Project, the organization that helped free Williams. The Baton Rouge crooner is focused on helping others who are wrongfully convicted. You'll have a chance to watch him tonight on America's Got Talent on NBC. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.